Okay, today is October 10th, and this is the RCIA class on prayer. Has anybody tried to listen to the podcast? Y'all find that it's working fine? I will send you that link out if you need me to every week so you can listen to the podcast. You can listen to them from your phone, from the computer. We have a Christ the King has an app, and I will, Amy, do you remember? Do you just go to the app store? And if you go to your app store on your phone and search CTK Connects, CTK Connects, it's free. No, it costs $10. No, I'm just kidding. It's free. And if you download that, it has a podcast button. You go to the app and there's a podcast, so you can just touch it and there's the whole podcast scene. Okay? So if you miss a class, that's the way to catch up. Make sure that if you listen to the podcast and you have questions, you reach out to somebody. Don't just go, oh my gosh, I didn't understand what in the world they were talking about. I'm just not going to worry about it. Please do ask us, okay? Some of what we do here gets lost in translation on the podcast, and so if you're confused, if you listen to a podcast, let me know, and I'll clarify. Okay? So, tonight we are talking about, this is what I call one of the easy fun topics. All the beginning is the easy fun topics. It gets hard, and you'll see less and less of me and more of the big hitters. I'm fun, but I'm not a theologian. So, prayer is a word that we throw around. What does it really mean? We all know we need to do it. We ought to do it. We need to do it more. We feel guilty when we don't. We feel great when we do. But what is it? Prayer is communion or conversation with God. That's all it is. There's a lot of different ways, and we're going to break all those out. But always come back to that prayer is communion with God. I am a categorizer in terms of the way I learn. So I tend to present big information and then break it out into smaller bites for you. So that's what I've done with all this prayer stuff. It's a lot of information. So if you feel overwhelmed, just stop listening. No, you can re-listen to the podcast, or you can definitely ask me questions later. But it's going to be a lot of info, so just stay with me. And do feel free to ask me questions. And if I don't know the answer, I'll find out the answer for you. Oh, and I'm really sorry about the fact that on my computer, this looks really moody and beautiful, and up there, you can't even see it, so it looks real good on my computer screen. Now I know not to pick dark damask backgrounds. Anyway, okay. This, by the way, is my very favorite icon. It's from the 6th century. Pantocrator means ruler of the universe. That's Jesus. I hope that's obvious. I have him as my screensaver on my phone. It's an excellent conversation starter, but mostly it reminds me, truly, this is like a little trick. If I'm out somewhere and I start to want to misbehave, I'm like, hey, look, there's Jesus. I better be good. It really seriously works. And also, it's a great witnessing tool because, like, I'll put it down as I'm, you know, paying for something. I was at Joseph Bank buying a tuxedo thing for one of my kids, and this guy goes, hey, who's that? And I was like, who's what? And he goes, who's that man on your phone? I was like, I don't know, you mean my kids? And he goes, no, that man. And it had already gone away, and so then I paid, I turned my phone back on, and he goes, that guy. I said, oh, that's Jesus. And he goes, why do you have Jesus on your phone? And I said, well, I work at a church, and he's the center of my life, and it reminds me to focus on him. And then he was like, oh, she's a Jesus freak, I'm done. He changed the subject. But anyway, it is a beautiful icon. If you put your hand over one side of his face, the left side is the gentle Jesus, I think that's right, and the right side is the harsher Jesus, is that right? Yeah. Cover one side and you'll notice a huge difference in the way he looks at you. That is because those are the two faces of Christ. Christ the merciful and Christ the judge. So, kind of cool. I love icons. They are great prayer tools. We'll talk about that. So what is prayer? Prayer is the encounter of God's thirst with our thirst. God longs for us, we long for him. Prayer is that place where we meet. We all hunger for God. St. Augustine said, we have a God-shaped hole. He made us that way so that we'd want to be filled with him. That weirdo yearning feeling that we all have, sometimes we fill it with, you can fill it with any number of things, good things and bad things. You can fill it with exercise, you can fill it with money, sex, power, shopping, or other good things that aren't necessarily God-oriented, but that funny hole that we can't fill with anything else, you got to fill it with God to stop that yearning. And we are always going to have some yearning because we were made for God eternally. And so there's going to be a constant hunger. Here on earth, we will never be totally satisfied. Once we are with God eternally, we will be. So that's what prayer is on a very basic level. The really beautiful thing about prayer is that God wants us to meet him in prayer as much as we want to meet him. He never stops looking for us. If we're having a hard time with prayer, it's not because God isn't there waiting. It's because we're not focusing, not making time, not actually doing what we need to do, not correct, having things be in the right priority in our lives. Okay, God is always there for you. He's looking. He wants to be in relationship with you. Prayer is about relationship with God. Sorry, I keep blowing that. Prayer is an activity of the heart. It's not just an empty ritual. It can be that if we just say it and we're not thinking about it. I can throw out a Hail Mary and not think about what I'm saying, and then it doesn't mean a whole lot of anything. But prayer is meaningful when we engage with it. And that's not to say that we are always going to be engaged in our prayer life. That is a hard challenge, but that is our challenge. So prayer is an activity of the heart. It's turning to God with as much of our true self, our real self, not that facade that we present to the world and we all do it, but our real inner self, the self that God knows is there. It's our turning that true self to him. And prayer is best when it springs from our deepest emotions of joy, wonder, sorrow, gratitude, yearning, loss, and need. Perhaps the most sincere prayers we ever make are those like total desperation. Please, God. Thank you, God. Help me, God. And it's sometimes in our hours of most need or most fantastic joy. Just thank you, God. You know, your wedding day. Just that thank you, God, for this mate. Pure joy. Prayer with God, communion. We don't pray by ourselves. Yes, there is personal prayer, and we're going to break that out a little bit later, but God is always there. So prayer is not a solo activity. Prayer is us with God. Remember, the next time you have a hard time thinking about carving out time to pray, that God is waiting for you. And he wants you to be there. He's yearning for you. That kind of helps. You're like, oh, my best friend, he's waiting, and I'm just going to leave him hanging? No. Go be with him. 5 minutes, 3 minutes, whatever it is, whatever your starting point is, just a daily pattern. Just do it, a little bit a day. I'm moving fast. I already covered my first sheet. Many of us throw around and why you're here, many of you are here because you want to get closer to God. You're on this conversion journey, you're on a path. So how do you get closer to God? Prayer is the way. There are other tools too, but prayer is the main way that you get close to God. How do you get to know somebody? How do you become friends? How do you develop a relationship? Conversation, this is it. Prayer is the way. Jesus is calling us to prayer. Not as servants, but as friends. He wants to be your friend. I don't know if y'all, for those of y'all that were here 2 weeks ago, when Bernadette talked about who is Jesus, and she said, it was so beautiful, Jesus is my best friend. That's the relationship that you work toward. That's the relationship you will get to if you work at it. But you can't develop a best friendship without going and having a conversation, thus prayer. The big key to a daily prayer life is making the time. You have to disengage from your life. We have to put our phones down, turn the computer off, be silent somewhere, wherever you are, 5 minutes a day minimum. And if you're in a much more prayerful place, if you've been praying for years, whatever your prayer level is, take it up a notch while you're doing RCA. And then hopefully as you journey along, by the time we get to Lent in March, we'll be able to get to a point where you'll really dial it up so that you're spending a lot of time alone with God, because that will be important. Oh, I skipped that one. I already talked about that. So the reason why we should pray is because God invites us to. He's calling us, and that's the way to get closer to Him. So what I want you to talk about real quick at your tables before I get into what prayer is, because I don't want you to cheat and have all the answers. I want you to real quick, just for a few minutes, talk about what your prayer is now. Okay, some of you pray a lot, some of you don't pray at all. So no judgment, just wherever you are, that is totally fine. When I started in RCI, I was living a real Christian life. Christian. I was going to church. I was doing all these things. I was involved in the vestry. I was on the altar guild. This was at Church of Our Savior in Virginia Highlands, High Episcopalian. I had no prayer life at all. I didn't even really understand what daily prayer was. So I've been in your seat, and we talked about how to prayer breakout like this, but it's okay to say, hey, I don't have a prayer life and I need the tools. That's why we're doing this talk tonight. I'm going to hopefully give you some help in how to do that. So be honest, and some of you have got pretty deep prayer lives, I know, because I've talked to you. So, but share that, because sharing helps. So talk for, let's take, 5 or 7 minutes and just talk about, if you do you have a daily prayer life? If you do, what does it look like? And what would you like to learn, what would you like to do to grow in your prayer life? Okay, go. See if I can make...